Welcome to the artwork of CPU, guys. We're going to make this short, sweet, and to the point. And the first announcement that I have is I'm blessed to call Arizona my home. I'm blessed to call Arizona my home. No one's moving me from Arizona. And so I'm really fortunate to call Arizona my home now. But people keep asking me, do I miss Colorado? I miss the beauty of Colorado, but I don't miss the expense of Colorado. Dear Lord, no. Just send the beauty of Colorado down here and I'll be happy. But that's okay. And the next thing I wanted to tell you guys is that I think I know I told you guys this. My back surgery is on November 19th. Now, I have in front of me a very happy iPad because I got that set up today. It took me forever to get that set up. You would think I am good at technology. No, it's a little embarrassing when you have to call Apple and say, how do you connect to Wi-Fi? I don't, so dumb. I don't, so dumb. And so it's a little embarrassing. Now, will I have stable Wi-Fi at rehab or and in a hospital? I don't know. I don't know. I will try my hardest to get on Wi-Fi. I will have my phone with me, but I will try my hardest to get on Wi-Fi to at least to record one episode of back surgery experiences. I'm not calling it the word with the H, back surgery experiences, because that's what it's going to be. Back surgery experiences. And so I am not calling it the word with the H, and I'm not calling it the word with the SH. Thank you very much. And so I will try and get on if my body allows me to sit up. And if I now I know this is too much information, TMI. So if you get disgusted by this next part, you're going to deal with me. If my catheter allows me to move and allows me to sit up, and then we will be able to do podcasting. But I will, as I said, I will be working on my body's schedule. So if my body gets too exhausted from PT, then I can't do anything. So I will be working on my body's schedule. I should be pretty good by the time I go to a rehab. Now, the reason why I'm saying a rehab is because I don't know what rehab I'm actually going to be in. And so, if you want to send get well stuff for Christmas, get well stuff, you can do that too. Danielle has my home address. I would prefer it to come here just because here is safe, and I have people to watch my mail, and I have people to leave it on my calendar too. And so, yeah. And so Danielle has my address. We'll leave it at that. If you guys want to send good wishes will be much appreciated because, yeah, back surgery. As I said, I'm hoping under 3 hours I'm not hoping we reach the 4 hour mark. Otherwise, we're in trouble. We're in trouble because it will take longer to wake up from recovery if it's 4 hours. But we'll see. Now, what I will tell you is that lucky duck me, I have help. I have help. I have help. I have help. So it's you guys don't need to worry about me on not helping. I have more help than I know what to do with. I have a friend helping me at 5 a.m. on January 19th to take me up to surgery. Then this friend is going to stay with me while I go into surgery. She's not moving, even though I requested her, even though I said to her, you can move. She doesn't, she says, no, I don't want to move. And so I have help. I may have help coming out to help me. I don't know. I don't know. We're working on that. The factor in that is the help that I may have to come out to help me lives also lives in snow. So yeah. But help is coming. Help is here. I have help. So don't worry about that. And the good wishes and good vibes and the prayers and putting me on prayer lists and churches would be greatly appreciated. And so, yeah, other than that, I have help. I am excited. I'm not nervous. I'll probably be a little bit nervous day of, but I am, other than that, I'm excited. I know exactly what to do. I have new technology to keep myself entertained and do FaceTime calls. I will be working up until the week of January 19th, the only day I will be taking off, believe it or not, except for Christmas and Thanksgiving. The only day I will be taking off, I will be working the month of January, not only on my physical health, but on my spiritual health, on my mental health, on podcasting stuff. So the only day I won't be working is the week, the January 19th, because obviously I'll be in the general anesthesia and working on my health in a totally different way. And so making my back 100%. And yes, I'm going in for my little tune-up, which will take a week to, well, it's going to take longer than that. My little tune-up will, I am planning to take January, well, half of January off. And then I am also planning to do half. I am planning to come back to work because podcasting is my work, you know. And so I am planning to come back to work in February because by that time I'll be home and by that time I'll be out of rehab. So I hope my body allows it, but that's my ultimate goal. I have made doctor's appointments for March. I have made doctor's appointments for March. I think I can do the bus again in March. I know I can. I know I can't do it in January. I know I can't do it in February. But my ultimate goal is to come back to work in March and the podcasting stuff is easy. And for For those of you that don't know, this is my last thing. Danielle and I are switching Aswin to SCP as of February 14th, if and only if I'm home and on stable Wi-Fi. Otherwise, we can do it in March. And I haven't told Danielle this, but hopefully on her birthday, which is in March. So because I'll be back up on my, well, I won't be back up on my feet necessarily. I'll be sitting back up by March. If not, I'll be in trouble. And I'll be in trouble. So I'm hoping that we can do as CP as of February, but back surgery is first priority. Health and back surgery is first priority. And then I'll give you guys the update as of December 18th, well, December 13th, because I'm going for my playoff December 13th. But don't let you guys, please don't let me bitch and complain about the pain. Please don't let me bitch and complain because I opted into this. So now I have to pay the price. So please do not let me bitch and complain about the pain. And with that being said, I gotta get going. And so, Danielle, when you lead us out, and remember, you guys, it's going to be on. Well, Danielle and I are trying to switch back to Buzzsprout again in January. And so, as CP will be on a different feed, but that's just behind the scenes stuff that you guys don't necessarily have to worry about. So, but I'm putting Danielle to work as I put myself to work in recovery mode. Danielle will be working on my behalf. And so as I put myself to work in recovery mode, Danielle will be helping me. So if you need Danielle on January 19th, she's available. If you need me, I won't be available because I will have barely sense of what's going on. So due to general anesthesia. So just bear with me as I, and please, if I say anything stupid on the podcast, if my body allows me to record, understand that I had general anesthesia and it's my body's recovery. So that's all I wanted to say. And, but I'll be working up until, well, half of January, taking all of February off, and then working in March again. So, yeah, thank you for following us. And I hope you guys enjoyed another episode. Thanks, you guys. Bye, you guys.
Bye.